This is program number LW1801. Well, you know, if there's one thing we people have in common, it's crises that come up in our lives. Hi, this is Larry West. No one can go through life without a crisis popping up, at least now and then. And we get all tensed up and nervous and even frantic until somehow that crisis is resolved. And we look for comforting words sometimes to signal to us that the crisis is over. Take, for example, when the doctor walks out of the operating room and everyone is standing around watching his face, listening for him to say, "Well, she's going to be all right." Those are the words that make you relax, that put a smile back where it belongs. And those are the words that you'll probably remember the rest of your life, right? Back in 1906, got a story for you. A 14-year-old boy, the oldest among six children in his family, faced a crisis that he's never forgotten. A fatal disease broke out in the kid's town one day, one that the doctor couldn't identify and certainly couldn't control. In fact, the doctor himself put five of his own children in the same grave. And everybody panicked and scattered. They threw their belongings into covered wagons and began running in all directions from this plague. But while trying to run away from it, they ended up taking it with them. After just a few days, one of this boy's sisters died. Then another died. Two or three days later, the third one died. His three sisters died within 9 days, and that's when it happened. On the evening of the ninth day, the boy's own mother took sick and died. The tension and fear of the crisis was at its peak. I mean, after all, you know, it's one thing to lose a sister or a brother. It's one thing to lose a father. This kid, though, really never knew his own real dad. His dad had died, you see, when the boy was just a baby. All he had ever known were his stepfathers. His first stepfather beat him. The second one he had had only 10 months when now his mother died. The only blood kin left were him and his two little brothers. One was 2 years old, the other was four. His mother and sisters were dead. Now, there stood that man, a stepfather, married to his own mother just 10 months before she died. Would this man, especially during those hard times, turn and say to the kids who were not really his, "I'm leaving"? Would he? The boy stood there, you see, with his two orphan brothers, right in the middle of his own personal crisis. What were the words that would relieve his agony? The kid watched the man's every move. He hung on to every sentence. Would the man take him and his two little brothers and provide for them? Well, that was 77 years ago. The kid is still living. He's 91 years old now. And as he looks back upon the scene, he says that the sweetest words he ever heard were when that stepfather said, "Well, what do you think we ought to do?" We? It came like a breath of fresh air, a tranquilizer to tense muscles. We? The kid looked up and said, "You mean you're not going to leave us?" "Why, no," his stepfather said. Then he said, "Running is doing no good. Let's go home." I'll bet you can look back in your own life at those times when you faced a crisis, and you remember words that were said that relieved everybody's tension and signaled that the storm was over, right? You know, there are so many storms in life that I guess you could say that it all is just a great big crisis. And that's especially true when old Satan, who's as real as tears, is constantly sitting in ambush, ready to destroy. There are some words that I long to hear God say to me, if you don't mind my telling you, that will one day signal that the crisis is over. The words? Well, according to the Bible, they will go this way. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Like a breath of fresh air, that's what those words will be. I'm Larry West at World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Got a secret for you. That 14-year-old kid I told you about in the story today grew up to be my 91-year-old grandfather. I have a Bible study course designed to guide you out of your crisis. The course is free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.